This is Fresh Air. In the late 70s, the FBI joined forces with a convicted swindler on a scheme to catch politicians on the take. Because they used a fake sheik, it became known as Abscam. Director David O. Russell uses Abscam as a springboard for his new comedy, American Hustle, which reunites him with actors from his last two films, Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence from Silver Linings Playbook, and Christian Bale and Amy Adams from The Fighter. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
David O. Russell hovers at the top of my list of favorite directors. He captures the messy collision of self-interests that for him defines America. In American Hustle, he whips up a black comedy based on Abscam, the late 70s FBI sting that centered on a bogus sheik and led to bribery convictions of sundry U.S. politicians. He doesn't tell the real Abscam story. He adapts it to fit his theme, which is that most of us are busy reinventing ourselves and conning one another. Christian Bale plays Irving Rosenfeld, a master flimflam artist who steals from people desperate for bank loans. He and his fellow swindler and lover, Sidney, played by Amy Adams, eventually get snared. But the FBI agent in charge, Richie DeMasso, played by Bradley Cooper, offers a way out of the net. Help him catch a bunch of bigger fish and they'll go free. It sounds like a routine plot, but you've never seen it in clothes and hairstyles this garish. Bale's Irving has the most outlandish comb-over in history, thin strands and wayward puffs glued down and topped with a small ugly rug. A burgundy three-piece suit and aviator shades completes the hideous effect. Cooper's Richie is a thin-skinned hothead with tight little curls. He and Irving spend much of the movie spraying testosterone at each other and competing for Sydney, who affects a bad English accent to fool Richie, whom she likes but doesn't trust.
You're going to do this because you got no choice. You work for me.
You keep changing the rules. You know, you're getting a little power drunk. Richard, you know, you want to tell him anything? You want to wake him up?
Oh, no, I said we shouldn't do any of it, Irving. You know I said that. So now I support Richie. He's got vision. Do it heavy or don't do it.
What is that? I mean, he's the one ruining America, not me.
How the f*** am I ruining America?
Because people just got over Watergate and Vietnam, all right? And you're going to f*** it all over politicians again? It's just because you want to be a big shot, get a promotion.
No, I'm thinking big. All right, this is going to be fantastic. We're doing video surveillance. I'm doing this from the feet up.
You will never do it properly because you got too much government attitude to be small and sleek. I'm like the Viet Cong, man, all right? I'm in and I'm out. I was there the whole time. You don't know it, all right? That's an art of becoming somebody who people can pin their beliefs and their dreams on.
You can hear that American Hustle is loud and big. Russell out Scorsese with hyperbolic technique, whip pans, whooshes, slow-mo, and tacky but great 70s chart toppers. He winds his actors up and lets them loose. Bale is outrageously skeevy. Adams uses her blue eyes like stilettos. They put everything they have into scene after scene. The movie is like a slot machine that never stops spitting quarters. Jennifer Lawrence is the wild card. She's Irving's wife, who's understandably jealous of his lover and doesn't care who knows. Under a high, bleached beehive, her baby face framed with ringlets, she shoves a metal tray into the couple's new microwave. This after she was warned. But don't think that means she'll say sorry when it blows.
I told you not to put metal in the science oven. What'd you do that for?
Don't make such a big deal. Just get another one.
I don't want another one. I want the one that Carmine gave me.
Oh, Carmine. I want the one that Carmine gave me. Carmine. Why don't you just marry Carmine? Get a little gold microwave and put it on a chain around your neck. You want to be more like Carmine? Why don't you build something like he does? Instead of all your empty deals, it's just like your f***ing science oven. You know, I read that it takes all of the nutrition out of our food. It's empty, just like your deals. Empty. It's not bull. I read it in an article. Look, by Paul Berdour. Bring something into this house that's gonna take all the nutrition out of our food and then light our house on fire? Thank God for me.
Who could have dreamed when Lawrence showed up as a grimly determined Ozarks teenager in Winter's Bone that she had comic chops this spectacular? An opening title claims that some of American Hustle is actually true, though not much if you read up. The sting was built around a bogus sheik, but the real mayor of Camden, New Jersey, Angelo Arrighetti, was corrupt to his toes. His on-screen counterpart, Jeremy Renner's Carmine Polito, is a Boy Scout in an Elvis pompadour who talks of using the sheik's cash to put people back to work. So Irving, the man who sets him up, becomes a sort of Judas figure and suffers for it. It makes for a fine Hollywood climax, but once you come down from the high, you might wonder what Russell's saying, that graft isn't bad if it helps cities get back on their feet? Maybe that is what he's saying. Russell's affections are with small-time con men, like Irving, and the army heroes in his Three Kings, who are in the middle of a heist when they decide to risk their lives for Kurdish civilians abandoned by the U.S. In Russell's world, it's the small-time crooks who see what's really going on, as opposed to the government suits or FBI agents who don't care about the little guy. You don't have to buy Russell's moral relativism completely to think it makes for good political satire. American Hustle is a bit of a hustle itself. But if I'm being taken for a ride, let it be as rollicking as this one.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our assistant producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.